You're listening to the Yes, I'm Still Sober podcast with John Rabin. Hello, and welcome to the Yes, I'm Still Sober podcast with John Rabin. Episode 40. 40. Damn. That's, just 12 more episodes away from doing this for a full year. If my math is correct, that's 52 weeks. Yep, that's right. Crazy. It's weird because it's like, man, is it like an obligation when you reach a certain number of episodes that you have to do a best of? Or is that like... the thought of doing a best of episode seems like, well, I'm just going to do this instead. But that actually seems like more work because first I would have to listen to all my shit again because I don't remember things. I've mentioned that before several times, maybe every other week I've mentioned, I don't remember what we talked about, but it's been a good episode. Thanks for playing. So I don't know. I would have to listen to me like a lot to kind of piece together some kind of fucking thing. You know what? I guess what I'm getting at is there's never going to be a best of unless this thing reaches a point where I have a producer. And I'm not going to do that. I don't see that happening. I really don't. Not so much the... you know, you don't think you'll be successful? I don't give a shit. But I don't think that I will have somebody work for me or I'll work with somebody. I don't see that ever happening. I'm like, I would outsource like some production bullshit. Like if I was getting really fancy, I'm like, ooh, let's do a skit. Let's it might go a little something like this, boo, and then cut to a skit. I'm not going to do that either. But we'll just do the week to week thing, probably. I hope you're having a good week. I hope you're staying somewhat sane. If you're a sober person, I hope sobriety is going well this week. I hope it's going well today. Whatever day it is that you're listening to this, I hope it's going all right. It's going all right for me. Today, I ran my errands because, you know, I have 3 days off. And so the third day is usually when I do my errands because I put them off until the third day. And so I did that. And then I just happened to... because they put a Bed Bath & Beyond really close to the Home Depot that I had to go pick up some things. So I was like, I'm going to go, you know what, I need a new blender or something. I thought, because I've been using my blender for my smoothie stuff. I've had it for so many years that it's starting to get dull. And I looked up how much the replacement blades were. I swear to God, I can just buy like this small little, I bought like, it's called the Magic Bullet. And that costs as much as buying replacement blades for the blender that I have. So I went, well, let's just put that in a box and get the Magic Bullet. Let's go with something new. Let's get a new toy. So I got a new toy. And then because I have a terrible trash can that it doesn't have a lid. I wanted a trash can with a lid, and so I bought a trash can. And this, I know that's not interesting, but it was to me because I realized, because first of all, I'm pricing out trash cans, and fuck me, there's a $129 trash can. That's like it's got a motion sensor on it, that you go buy it and it opens on its own. I'm like, can you not use... Who can't stomp down? Okay, if you're... all right. If you're disabled, I get that. That makes sense. But other than that, I don't, anyway, it's, that's a lot of money for a trash can. I did not pay $130 for a trash can. I did pay $40, which is a lot, but I had it. But it was a stainless steel trash can with the lid that, you know, you stomp and it lifts up. It's nice. And the reason, and I thought about it, I went, man, I'm going to spend $40. And then I started thinking back and going, I don't recall ever buying a trash can ever. Like ever. Like the one I have now is my old roommate who moved to New York. Hello, Blake. And so he left. So I had his trash can. Before that, like I've just kind of had trash cans that were like given to me. Like the one before that I had moved around and I took with me. I think I got that from the divorce. Like I really don't think I've ever purchased a trash can. So when I thought about that, I went, you know what? It's been a good run. Let me invest. and it's stainless steel. So this fucker is going to outlast me. That actually made me think that it was like, I'm not going to buy a trash can ever again. This thing is going to last a long time and it'll still be used after I'm dead. And that started making, you know, I started thinking about that and started thinking about the different things that I've, you know, thinking about all the inanimate objects that I own or that are in my possession and stuff that's going to be around after I'm gone. And I started really thinking about it, and which I thought was kind of appropriate. And I, in the store that I was in, until I realized it's called Bed Bath & Beyond, not Bed Bath & The Beyond, which is kind of where I was going. Although that would be a kick-ass store, Bed Bath & The Beyond. Like, you know, it just, you know, here's a book on the afterlife and the meaning of existence. Also, it comes with hand towels. Like, that would be an interesting dynamic to just have books on spirituality and theology and also curtains. Like, it would just be an odd fucking store. All right. So, I don't know if you read this. I wanted to read this real quick. Opioid maker agrees to pay $270 million for addiction treatment in Oklahoma. Purdue Pharma is settling litigation with the state of Oklahoma for $270 million and will establish the National Center for Addiction Studies and Treatment at Oklahoma State University in Tulsa. Purdue Pharma is the maker of OxyContin. So the Oklahoma Attorney General Mike Hunter, filed a lawsuit against Purdue Pharma and three other manufacturers of opioid pain medications in 2017. In the filing on behalf of the state, he claimed these companies utilized deceptive marketing campaigns over the previous decade, which helped fuel the state's opioid epidemic. Incidentally, Purdue Pharma has almost 2,000 lawsuits against them in a similar vein. 2,000. So there's a really good chance that after this, that they're just going to declare bankruptcy, because once you declare bankruptcy, you can't sue them, which seems, I don't know, it seems cheating. But yeah, because otherwise, man, 2,000 lawsuits. Maybe somebody, maybe Texas can slip in before now. I don't know. It just, wish we could get more money out of them. They really should, though. They really should. These companies really should be funding addiction treatment. That would be, you know, as much money as they make. It really isn't that much. I don't know. Another article I looked at, basically to in a similar vein, but it's not as serious. It's about vaping, which I have a personal interest in because, you know, I vape. And it was, it's talking about how, this is from the San Francisco Chronicle, that the city of San Francisco introduced legislation to ban the sale of e-cigarettes until the FDA conducts a full review of the product. The problem is that, and they're talking about it, this is them trying to curb they're freaked out about the rise in teen vaping because there's so many teenagers, you know, they're just vaping. And the thing about it is that it really, it doesn't sound so much, I like the, this opinion article was talking about, perhaps these politicians are more concerned with displaying a puritanical distaste for addiction rather than fighting deadly cancer agents. And yeah, and I wanted to, because that's what they do. It's what politicians do, man. They see a problem and they're like, oh my God, teens are vaping. This can't be good. And you know what? It may not be great, but it's probably better than them smoking cigarettes. It's certainly not. It's just the visual aspect of it too is the deal. It's, you know, it's bothersome to see people vaping. And I get it. I get that it's annoying. But tough shit. Like I have a problem because I vape at home. I vape at my girlfriend's, and you know, I'm so used to doing it indoors that my problem is I want to just do it everywhere, like grocery store and shit. And I go, oh shit, I better not do this. Just, you know, because I want to argue with people. Like if people see me and they're like, you can't do that in here. Hey. It's vapor, bitch. Like, I really just kind of want to get all angry. And I'm like, yeah, this is not secondhand smoke. You're thinking of cigarettes. This is it. It's fine. It's not even flavored. I'm not smoking anything with a, you know, cherry flavor. This, my flavor is Marlboro because I'm trying to quit smoking. And, you know, it's just like, it's just not killing you. It's vapor. It's science. That's my argument. It's like, you can't smoke in here. Yes, I can, because of science. So, I don't know. I think that if you really want to curb teen vaping, what you got to do is you have to have more adults vape. And as soon as you make it uncool, teenagers will stop doing it. But the reason that they're doing it is because you can't really tell that people are doing it. It's not like cigarette smoking or smoking a joint or anything. You can't, you know, you can't tell if people are doing it or not. So, yeah, they're going to do that. But trying to get rid of it all completely, I don't know. It's, I think people are just, it's a hell of an overreaction. Don't take away my, and that's weird to me. It's like, we're not going to, you know, cigarettes are still available, but we're going to take e-cigarettes off the market. It's an interesting strategy. Can I still get guns? Oh yeah, guns. You can still buy guns, but not e-cigarettes with that vape. It's crazy. So my conversation I had with my girlfriend today, she asked me, she goes, you're not naive, right? Because I know you're not dumb, but I think she was wondering why it was so easy for me to go to sleep all the time, because she had a hard time sleeping last night. So getting to sleep, and the whole thing was is that, and I get where she what she was saying, because there are people like that are just dim, I guess, maybe naive, or both. You know, you know, the like the cliche in your head, you know, whether the people exist or not, but they're in your head. You think these people, quote unquote, which are people that have complete faith in God and Jesus and America and the president, whoever that may be, except for when it was Obama. But, you know, just ever just Stars and Stripes and you know, Kenny Chesney and Toby Keith or whatever. And then but then they just, you know, everything's going to be all right and my job and family and everything. And, well, going to lay down and go to sleep because, you know, the military's got my back. You know, they just sleep like a baby, like just doesn't nothing bad happening in the world's like, well, you know, America. Well, going to bed. So, like, I think that that's what she, the cliche in their head is like, oh, that's just, person is dense, can just sleep without the horrors of the world, can't touch them. And so she was, I think she was asking me why I could do that. And that's the thing is that I am not naive. I'm not dim. I'm not dumb. I'm a very, very smart person, I tell people. No, I'll tell you what it is that I'm in a good spot in life. Like, I enjoy what I do. I enjoy this. I enjoy dishwashing. I enjoy my day job. I enjoy doing comedy. I'm in a great relationship. She makes me very happy. I mean, like, it's just things are okay. But also, I'm reminded of how much we get bombarded with social media and the news and so much information. And I'm reminded of how much that can take a toll on you. You know, obviously from going through that, but also by watching people just get beat down emotionally and mentally, you know, and they're doing it to themselves. You know, we do this to ourselves. You know, you start your day, you know, and you look at the news, and most of what you're reading is like, oh, the president says a thing. And then, oh, the senator you've never heard of in a state you've never been to said a thing or is planning on doing a thing. And you're like, holy fuck, that's terrible. You know, you go on Facebook and people are posting a news article and you're like, oh shit. And you don't read the news article because, you know, you don't take that time, but you read the headline. So you comment under there, disgusting. What a monster or whatever. And then you go about your day and then check Twitter. And there's two things on Twitter that you read that are hilarious, but then there are 15 things of basically somebody saying, here's why someone is wrong. You know, here's what I think, and this is what it is. And you either agree with it or you disagree with it. Either way, you're taking in an opinion from somebody, you know, that somebody is somebody's wrong. And, you know, so you're reading like, and you read like two dozen tweets. It's like two dozen opinions of somebody's like, this is the way it should be. And, you know, you read the news and there's death and war and crime and in all different kinds of countries. And all of this has been forced into your head. And it's not even 9 o'clock. You've been up for an hour and a half. Like, it's all of this shit's going on and it's just hit you. And you haven't even said hello to a person. Not to mention driving in traffic. You know, and then you sit there, so you amped up, but all the injustices in the world, and then something doesn't go your way. Somebody does a thing because they're self-absorbed, just like we all are, right? And they're not paying attention. And so that's something, you know, so it's like they did something to you specifically, even though it wasn't about you. So you recognize everything going wrong towards you. And by you, like, I do this too. Like, we do this. So you're going through all of this. And you're stressing yourself out. And it's like, man, life sucks. It doesn't suck. You're just recognizing all the shit parts. And we're mind fucking ourselves. And that's the thing is, you're mind fucking yourself into an early grave. You're stressing yourself out. That's totally going to be the title, but that's got to be the title of this one. You're mind fucking yourself into an early grave. I'll do the asterisk for the you because I think it's hilarious to censor yourself. I don't know why they do that. Anyway, but for a subject line, do you use the asterisk or do you spell out fuck? It doesn't matter. Anyway, I'm getting off track. The point is this. I see people do this and I kind of backed off of it and I'm like going, I don't, you know what? I'm tired of reading people's thoughts on politics when they don't really know. Like I don't, you know, I love the quote that basically says, the only thing I really, was it Aristotle who said, the only thing I really know is that I know nothing? I've kind of backed off of that, but I've watched people just freak the fuck out and they're just stressing out. And I don't want to be that way. So a lot of what I do is I'm encouraged by my friends on Facebook and what they're doing. And I'm encouraged to do the opposite. So that's not necessarily a great thing, but for you, but you're encouraging me to not do that. So I kind of back off and I kind of don't want to dwell on shit that I can't change because it's, you just, your thoughts, your just the inner dialogue, just, you know, the monologue going on in your head and just that, you know, trying to figure things out. I mean, it can just drive you crazy. So I just don't do it sometimes. Like I really kind of, by the end of the day, I just kind of mellow out and I just, and I think, I'll tell you what really helps is that the last hour of work when I work is we've closed, the restaurant's closed. So I'm just finishing the closing dishes on all the pots and pans and like hardware and stuff that were on the line in the kitchen and stuff. And I'm closing everything down. And there's maybe one other person in the restaurant and they're closing down in the kitchen and I'm in there and nobody's bothering me. I'm playing music. And that's sort of my meditation is like I cut off, I let my mind wander. You know, I go on autopilot and on work, and it's a very meditative state. And I highly recommend trying to meditate in some way. I don't know what... It's basically anytime you can find some kind of task that you're doing while you're just let your thoughts just go and you can eventually your brain your thoughts start slowing down and then just kind of like I don't know it's for me it's daydreaming. It's like the monologue stops and then it's like ooh. What if we were a secret agent? Like you just start thinking, like you just start to, ooh, let me have my own TV show in my brain without the work. I'm just going to pretend it's there. And then you just kind of go and it just, that's kind of the, because actual meditation, I probably do about once a month. The thing about, people, because I've heard people say, man, I wish I could meditate. You have to kind of want to. You have to enjoy it because meditation really serves no real purpose. It's just kind of, you're just breathing. You're just taking a, you can't go, all right, I'm gonna meditate every day. And then you sit there and you just, and then not enjoy it. You're not going to keep doing it. You know, it's, Alan Watts used to talk about that, about how you shouldn't do something if you don't enjoy it. It's like people who jog. How it's a very nice thing to run, but people who like jog and they don't enjoy it, it's terrible. You're just beating your just beating your legs and your body, you know, slapping on the pavement as you're running down, just, you know, if you don't enjoy it, man, don't fucking do that shit. Figure something else out. You got to do something you enjoy. But if you can enjoy taking the time, because that's the thing, you sit down and you try to meditate, your thoughts are not going to just go away. That's something that happens over time, like meditating every day, you know, just being still and, you know, not doing anything, bringing in any kind of input, just breathing. And eventually, you know, it does quiet. But you have to enjoy doing that kind of shit. You can't just go, I'm going to home and I'm totally going to do this and I'm going to make myself like it. Are you? But if you can't do that, I don't know, read something light, figure something out, man, because if you continue to bombard yourself with people's opinions and noise and you're only reading bad shit and you're only focusing on, you know, you're taking everything personal and every single thing, you're outraged about every single little thing. You keep doing that all day. I mean, that's, how long can you last that way? When you're not appreciating the good stuff about being alive. You know, just appreciating, you got to balance it out. I mean, I'm not saying ignore everything, but you got to balance it. And you got to somehow, that, you know, you can't dwell on it all the time because it will fucking eat you alive. It'll tear you down. And so that's, I don't know. I might want to give that some more thought as to what exactly it is I do. And, you know, it's because I go to sleep really, really fast because I understand like the breathing aspect of it, about slowing my breath down when I just kind of lay down. And I love sleep so fucking much. Man, I love to sleep. I love sleeping more than being awake. Like, I really, really like it. I dream a lot. So I don't know. It's one of those things where I'm like, ooh, I can't wait. Here we go. So that's what I do. I just don't, that last hour before I go to bed, I'm not fucking dwelling on the day, on what's going on out there. I just kind of relax. And then you know, you're in pleasant state of mind and you get all nice and comfortable. That's it. I just crash the fuck out is what I do. I don't know. Maybe I'll think about it some more, about what it is that makes me sleep like a baby. But yeah, it's not bad. Well, I've run the length of the half hour. So that's it for this week. Thanks for joining me, and I hope you sleep well this week, and have a good weekend, and we'll see you next week. This has been Yes, I'm Still Sober. I'm John Rabin. Later.